Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. It will be sunny today and cold with a high near 1 degree above zero, wind chill values as low as 26 below, northwest wind 6 to 11 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 21 below, wind chill values as low as 32 below, northwest wind 5 to 9 miles per hour, becoming light from the west after midnight. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 8 above, wind chill values as low as 32 below, light southwest wind becoming south 10 to 15 miles per hour in the morning, winds could gust as high as 23 miles per hour. And in local news, due to cold temperatures, the Vernon County Health Department has canceled the COVID-19 testing event that was scheduled for today. The ballot for the Viroqua City Council and Vernon County Board of Supervisors has been set for the upcoming primary elections that will be held on Tuesday, February 15th. Winners in the primaries will be placed on the spring general election ballot. The Viroqua City Council primary will be for Ward 6 and Mayor. In the Ward 6 race, Cindy Hubbard, the incumbent, and Christine Brigham are on the primary ballot, as well as Sean Eng. On the primary ballot for mayor are Todd Overbow, Mayor Karen Mitchell, the incumbent, and Justice Running. Other people who filed papers for city council are Ward 2, Gregory Splinter, the incumbent, Ward 4, Tanya Birka, incumbent, and Trina Shaner, and Ward 8, Crystal Welter, incumbent, and Mike Brudos. The polling location is at the Church of Christ. The only items on the ballot will be Ward 6 and mayor for the city of Viroqua. There will be a primary for District 6, 7, and 9 on the Vernon County Board of Supervisors. Candidates in District 6 are Michael Whitfield, Joseph Kleiber, and John Pedretti. Candidates in District 7 are LaVon Felton, Nathaniel Slack, and Joseph Eklund. District 6, Martha Olson, incumbent, Kevin Larson, incumbent, and Anna Jo Doerr. Some information for this report came from the Vernon County Times online edition. And in state news, the Wisconsin Examiner is reporting today that an appeals court ruled on Monday that absentee ballot drop boxes will be allowed in Wisconsin's February 15th primary election. Last week, Waukesha County Judge Michael Boren ruled that drop boxes aren't allowed under state law and ordered that their use be prohibited. A number of groups filed an emergency appeal saying the order came too close to the February election and that municipal clerks had already sent instructions out to voters for their use. Previous case law prevents election rules from being changed too close to an election so as not to confuse voters. Drop boxes have become a political battleground after the 2020 presidential election and the rise of Republican conspiracies that the vote was stolen. Even though a number of prominent Wisconsin Republicans, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, endorse the use of drop boxes because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the tool has been singled out as a source of fraud. The lawsuit that initially ended the use of drop boxes was brought by right-wing legal firm, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL. Luke Berg, a Law and Liberty attorney who argued the case, said the group believes the initial order will stand. A reversal of Boren's decision would likely set up yet another fight over elections at the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which in recent years has taken up cases regarding redistricting, the removal of voters from the state registration list, and Donald Trump's efforts to overturn. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.